service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
My name is Emily Sullivan from Cass City. I'm a 2013 graduate from Saginaw Valley. It was a big enough college where I could have a broad range of opportunities for whatever I decided to go into. I did decide to go to law school when I was in college. I took a few political science classes and it just got me interested in the law. I liked the small class sizes. I liked the individual attention and the mentorship that I had there, the faculty that not only knew my name, but if they saw me in the hallway or around campus, they would stop and say hi. My favorite class was the Roberts Fellowship. The students that I selected get to go on a 3-week trip to Asia. The quality of education was outstanding. I can't see how I would have gotten a better education anyplace else. I felt very well prepared.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Final score from Cass City, Michigan. USA takes the victory and advances in the district semifinals. USA 62, Cass City 51. In what was a quite tight game all the way through the entire game. The largest lead of the night was only 15 for USA. Got all the way down to, we had two ties in the game early on. And then Cass City brought it within three at random times throughout the second half. And then USA pulled away as all cylinders started to fire. Let's go through your leading scores and all scoring actually for the night, starting with Cass City. Sawyer Cuthrell led all Cass City scores with 13 points, 9 in the first half, 4 points in the fourth quarter for 13. Mark Shelton with 2 points, Colin Hartwick with 7, Jacob Perry with 4 points, Curtis Dickinson with 11 points, Mason Erla with 5, and Tristan Kuntz with 9 points. From the free throw line, all together, there was 4 for 6 from the free throw line in the second half. 6 for 10 on the night for 60%. And as far as turnovers go, they only had 9, 4 in the second half. USA leading scorer, Zach Kramer with 18 points off of 6 threes. He only needed 3 quarters to do it. Aaron Sines had 16 points. He also threw a couple threes in there as well. Brennan Ballard with 10 points. Then we had Nick DeSimpler with 6. Hayden Ewald with 8. Seth Gangler with 2. And Brandon Harper with 2 points. From the free throw line in the second half, 5 for 9 for 55%, and 7 for 11 on the night for 63% on the road in Cass City. But USA did have 14 turnovers, 8 in the second half, 6 alone in the third quarter. John Mooney?
Shooting-wise, Cass City, I thought they did a nice job. For the entire game, they were 21 for 56. That's 37%. I don't think you could ask much more than that. For USA, they just simply shot the ball better. And they were 23 for 46, 50%. Gosh, it just went basically their way. What a difference a few days would make, because when, like for instance, Zach Kramer was here the last time, he couldn't hit the ocean with a beach ball. And then tonight, I mean, he couldn't miss. 18 points, that's really something for the senior.
Ryan Brown, your thoughts?
Well, coming from the sidelines, the energy was outstanding. Both teams got fired up. Both teams were ready to play. What happens, what it seemed like, it was a game of runs. USA would go on a run to get their lead back up by 10, 12 points comfortably. Cass City would call a timeout, get regrouped, come back and get to within about 3 points. They could never just get over the hump, though. They didn't have quite enough firepower to get it done tonight, but their effort was there. It was an outstanding game to be a part of.
Now, you got to remember, these teams just played 4 days ago, February 27th. USA won that one, 56-31 in USA. They won by 25. Tonight, they won by 11. Impressive comeback by Cass City in their home court, playing for all they've got. Unfortunately, they are now eliminated from the postseason. Finished their season off at 11-10, dropping their last four games here of the season to finish at 11-10. But at home, they were 6-5.
You know, they have nothing to hang their heads over. I really appreciated the effort that the Cass City Redhawks gave. All their seniors, let's face it, you know, Tristan Koontz, he came to play. Curtis Dickinson, same thing. I thought he had the game of his life. Jacob Perry, same thing. Colin Hartwick, I thought he ended on a very nice note. And I'm going to mention Mark Sheldon. He got in the last minute or so.
Good defense for him.
And yes, he did. It was a never-say-die for him, too, because I think there was about two or three or four shots, maybe three. And he was not going to be denied, and he got his 2 points in there. So, you know, hats off to the Cass City Redhawks seniors this year. And I know they're missing, one, two, three, four, five, six of them off this roster. And, you know, it's going to be hard at graduation. But you know something? The kids like Sawyer Cuthrell, he really, came to play. Mason Erla, same thing. They're going to be fine. Coach Fernald, he's going to go ahead and find another group of kids, and they're going to be back again, believe me.
Interesting stat here I just see off of Twitter. Montrose defeats Reese in the district, pre-district. Montrose 63, Reese 54. So Reese is out of the postseason.
Oh, gosh.
That has nothing to do with us. I just figured please.
I thought Reese was going to beat him, but,
We're still looking for the Sandusky and Bannack's game going on. It started at 7 p.m. tonight in Sandusky. That's the only score we really can't find. Harbor Beach defeated Ubley tonight by 9 in Harbor Beach, 62-53. So now we look on to Wednesday. Doubleheader action on WLW Sports. Coverage starts at 5:30 p.m. from Pidgeon, Michigan in Laker Country as Lakers are hosting District 84. The first game, Lakers against USA, a classic rivalry in the West, as Lakers technically the home team, USA on the road, and it should be a great game.
6 o'clock game, and in the Emerald Cities. Yeah, they go back, and it's a proud history for both teams. I mean, they go way back. Some very entertaining games between those two schools. I expect nothing less. I know the Laker coaching staff was here taking a good hard look at what was happening with Cass City and USA, what exactly Cass City was doing, what Cass City was doing well against USA. And believe me, I'm sure they were taking notes on how to bottle up Brendan Ballard for at least three quarters.
And Cass City did a very good job of that tonight, especially with the double team. And especially with Brendan Ballard, had a height advantage by about 3 inches on their closest defender.
The diamond in one really bothered him.
Yes, that was an emphasis that Coach Fernald made in each of his timeouts was to front Ballard with help on the backside, and then when that front had to leave to help the defender, whoever was dribbling the ball, penetrating the lane, then they would rotate around. They did an excellent job defensively. That was something that you pointed out, John, at the beginning of the post or pregame show, was front with backside help and rotate defensively. And Cass City did a great job putting Ballard, limited in touches on offense.
You know, you only have so many fouls to work with who's on your squad and everything. And I'm looking ahead, and I'm thinking of, John Carl and Dakota Valentine. Those are the ones that are going to have to really kind of pick up the slack defensively, because you don't really want to put Paul Zwemer one-on-one on Ballard. That I wouldn't. I wouldn't want my All-State candidate to have that kind of a responsibility.
But talk about a matchup. Paul Zwemer, Brendan Ballard, been fighting each other for 4 years, 3 years on varsity, and now here they meet in the district semifinal, almost like a Russia-USA 1980 Lake Placid.
Almost.
Well, we're going to hear some USA chants, I know that, yeah. But we'll see what happens. That's going to be a nice matchup, both teams. Both teams are fairly similar, strong inside. They also have great guard play. Aaron Christie, I think he's had a phenomenal season. Same thing with Jared Schutte has been a solid performer for how many years now. It's been a pleasure watching